Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the big bull of Texas, Aaron, and with me is the guy who wants pancakes for dinner, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good in our isolation away from society.
As second week on. Over online.
I know.
Podcasts.
I'm hoping, fingers crossed, by the time this podcast is out, the quarantine in California has been lifted.
So, yeah, but our governor is being pretty strict, so who knows?
Who knows? Mm-hmm. And what did we watch, Jay, to soothe us from our quarantine woes?
The not Pansy Core classic, School Rumble.
Ooh, and do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is an interesting one from Hulu. So, here's what you need to know. Tenma is completely crushed on classmate Karasuma, past to the point of freaking out. Tough guy Haruma, with his own delinquent style of freak, has a long-standing crush on Tenma. And Karasuma, can you say clueless? He's pretty much all about the curry. Curry.
Yeah, pretty. I mean, that pretty much describes the first season.
Yeah, I mean, when I looked at, like, my anime list description, it said there's pretty much no plot. It's just Tenma likes Karasuma, Haruma likes Tenma, and that's it.
That's it. But, I mean, essentially that's it, if you think about mm-hmm. it. Anyway, you ready for the facts, Jay?
Yeah, I'm actually excited about these facts.
All right, so this anime is 2004.
Yeah.
Well, how old were you in 2004, Jay?
How old was I?
How old were you in 2004?
2004.
I was 11.
91. Okay. How old are you now?
I am 26. On 27.
Okay. So I was 14.
Ooh, there you go. It's a 50 episode gag comedy, romantic comedy. This is created by Jin Kobayashi, and he also created Nasu no Arashi, which, cool fun fact, Tenma and Haruma both show up in a cafe scene as a cameo.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the studio was Studio Comet. They did Suzuka, Peach Girl, and Initial D, which explains why the Initial D reference was really good, like really well done. Like, I felt like I was watching Initial D.
Yeah.
While watching that scene.
Yeah, and those other two animes are great. Suzuka is an anime I really want to do. Peach Girl is another one that I really want to do.
There you go. Jay, do you know what a peach girl is? I think I've asked you before.
Yes, it's a girl that, like, kind of like a prostitute girl.
Yeah.
Eats nothing but peaches so that, like, her bodily fluids
taste
are sweet.
Like peach. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
I forgot what anime we would describe that or we said that in, but
we won't even talk about Peach Girl.
Yeah.
Brought it up might somewhere have been. Again. This is directed by Shinji Takamatsu, and he directed Gintama, Daily Lives of High School Boys, and Haven't You Heard of Sakamoto. All heavy hitters, actually. All heavy hitter comedies that people love.
Gintama's a comedy?
Yes, Gintama is a comedy.
It's a long one, too, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like 500 episodes.
Jesus.
Also, very funny that Haven't You Heard I'm Sakamoto is basically the Kurosama anime, if you think about it. This was licensed by Funny, our friends over there. The music was by Toshiyuki Omori, and they did the Sailor Moon Season 3 soundtrack, and Evangelion, which is super weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a jump.
Exactly. The opening, or the first opening and endings were Scramble by Yui Hori and Unscandal, which Yui Hori is the voice actress for Eri.
Okay.
The ending is Ona no Ko Oto no Ko by Yuko Ogara, and the ending for the last episode was School Rumble Forever by basically the female cast.
Okay.
The OP2 was Sentimental Generation by Ami Tokito. The first ending was Kono Namida ga Akuriga Sugi no Ippo no Ippo to Nar. by Ami Takito, and then Futari wo Wasakucha by the Skamato Sisters, which I will commend. I really love that they dubbed this song.
Yeah.
And Lucy Christian and I forget Yakumo's voice actress, but there are really beautiful singers.
Caitlin Glass,
I think. Oh, it is Caitlin Glass, you're right. Really great singers. All right, Jay, rank these openings and endings.
Oh my god, my first ending is my favorite song.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and then the first opening.
Yeah,
for sure. And then I'd say the first opening for the second season. I just really like that fast, like it's like almost punk, like drum beat.
Yeah, I get you.
That song. And then even though I really like the last ending song, it's I mean, they're all good. All these songs are good. So it's kind of hard to rank them. But yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd go with.
I'm pretty much with you with that list.
Okay.
God, I forgot how much I actually did love the first ending song.
Yeah, that's such a great song. That's like, I don't know. It's like on another level of like good ending songs
and the
good songs in general.
And the visuals are awesome.
Yeah, especially in that OVA one where it was guys instead of girls.
The OVA one is so good. I loved it. Remind me, I don't think I have it written down on my notes, but I do have a note that I really love about the openings.
Okay.
So when we get there.
For cinematography or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so the multimedia, there's five OVAs. Did you watch all five OVAs?
No, I only watched what was on Funimation.
Yeah, so there's
only, what, like two on there?
Yeah.
Or three?
There's two, and then there's three other ones, which I'll explain the origin of right now, or not actually right now, give me a second. And then there's three games, all dating sims. One of them includes the gang going to a haunted mansion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know two of them are PlayStation 2.
Yeah. I think
the. And then the other one is what, PSP or something?
Yeah, PSP. So here, I actually dug up some cool fun facts. So for the OVAs, they were actually going to be part of a season 3, a third semester.
Really?
Yeah, but.
The ones that I didn't watch.
Yeah, the ones that you didn't watch. And they basically. Something happened. They didn't. It just never went through. It was supposed to be a third semester.
That's unfortunate. I mean, even in
The ending even hypes up like the third semester.
Yeah.
Like going abroad.
Yeah, and, going to England.
Yeah, and I hear more people are added to the school too. So like once they come back from
more
England.
More characters?
So once they come back from England, they bring back exchange students from England.
Wow.
And then they all like they're all supposed to be antagonists to like each of the characters.
Oh, okay.
Which sounds
pretty cool.
And another cool fact about the manga is that all the chapter names are based off of movie titles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is pretty cool. I'm kind of sad we didn't get it in the titles like the anime
titles. Yeah,
but
that would have been cool.
But I can see why that they didn't bring them over.
Yeah.
And then another really cool fun fact is the creator didn't think that the anime was going to be successful how it was. He never pictured it as an anime, and he reluctantly said, "Okay, go ahead and make it." Mm-hmm. And then he said he cried.
How good it was.
Yeah, like watching the first episode. And then apparently he also let each of the voice actors take whatever liberties they wanted with the voices. Yeah. He said, just interpret it however you want. I don't have a specific thing that I want you to hit.
Yeah, that's like that's something that I would do if I did like a manga and I wanted to adapt it. Just like do how you feel. Like what you think this character looks like.
Exactly.
And, or sounds like, I should say.
Yeah, and it's mostly based off of his school life, I guess. A lot of the inspirations for the characters come from people who remembers, yeah, in high school. Okay. The one guy who says the most autobiographical is not actually Harima. I think he said 30% of Harima was like him. But okay. The one who's the most one is, I don't know if you remember him. He is a redheaded basketball player.
Yeah.
So, fun fact, that guy, although it's based off him, his character design is based off of Slam Dunk Dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a feeling, yeah, because he does kind of remind me of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like striking out with love, I think, right?
Yeah, essentially. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Hanamichi Sakurai, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You want to talk anything about the music before we enter? You know, the thing about the music, actually, I do want to think about the music before we get to the regular things that we do. This anime has the same music feeling to me that Azumanga does.
Oh, yeah. Especially where, with the skit kind of music, like the dun, 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 or whatever, like when Tenma is like lazying about or something. That music. I really love that one.
It's something about like it feels like a blanket. Like it feels like a warm, comfy blanket.
Yeah.
And it just gets you right in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
is there any other music you want to talk about?
No, not really. Just the music in general just gets me happy.
You know what song I like?
Which one?
The Fisherman one.
That's pretty good. It's pretty extreme.
Or whatever they're like huffing and puffing or something. It's pretty good.
All right, is there any anything you want to talk about before we jump into the regular stuff?
I love this anime.
you know, Jim, I also love this anime. I was worried that I wasn't gonna like it
anymore.
Yeah, because I've seen it like twice or so.
Yeah, I've probably seen it like this is probably like my third or fourth time watching it all the way through.
And usually, but this is the first time I've seen it like as an adult, probably. Uh-huh. Like I've seen clips here and there and like go look up stuff, but God, it holds up, man. It's so good.
It definitely does. It's so good.
Like it's a heavy hitter with like a bunch of the like classic anime. Mm-hmm. Or like, not classic,
yeah,
like,
I would say this today. Is definitely this is a literal classic.
it's so good.
But like one thing that I want to talk about is just like, I mean, this is a anime that we're both like familiar with, mm-hmm. and this is like an anime that I still like. I've been quoting this anime like since I first watched it, like the pancakes thing that you used for the intro.
So good.
That I've used that line all the time. Like, what do you want for dinner? Pancakes. That's like I say that all the time.
It's so good. No one, my roommates have learned to never ask me what I want for dinner.
Because you say pancakes.
I will say pancakes on occasion. One time I had jokingly said pancakes,
and they made it.
At a friend's house, we were helping our friend do some cleaning, and his mom was like, oh, well, I'll make you guys dinner. What do you guys want for dinner? And she said, what do you guys want for dinner? Like that. And I was like, pancakes, like right off the tip of my tongue. And my roommates just like looked at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? And the aunt goes, maybe tomorrow morning I can make you guys pancakes. What do you want for dinner tonight? And then the next day she made us pancakes for breakfast.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I also used to quote a lot, which is dumb. It's a dumb quote, but it's a turtle creeps, Cinderella sleeps.
that's a good one. That's not a dumb one. That's a good one.
It's so stupid.
Like, what do you think about when you see this turtle?
That's so good.
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. Exactly.
Whenever my wife like makes curry, I always say like, feast your eyes on my tuna curry.
It's so good.
And one quote that I used to do a lot, and like it refreshed my memory of doing it, was the miso hungry for miso soup.
Miso hungry for miso. That's a good one.
Yeah, I used to say that a lot, but now that I remember it, I'm gonna start saying that again.
Miso hungry for miso. It's so good. That's a great quote.
Yeah.
And speaking of great quotes, I think it's, oh man, the dub actors in here, top tier.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a all-star lineup in this anime.
I think I told you at one point, like, everybody is here. I can't think of, like, I think there's probably one or two people not in here. But I was like, oh, well, there's Chris Sabat. There's Vic Mignogna. The whole time I was like, where is, God. Well, Vic was the one. I was like, okay, he hasn't been here for like 40 episodes. He has to be here somewhere. Mm-hmm. But the one that I was like, oh, where is she? Was Monica Royale. I was like, where is she? But she's Laura. And I didn't even know until I looked it up and I was like, oh yeah. And then I like heard it like instantly. She also plays that that gal character too, that is like shown twice in the whole anime.
Yeah. I think she's very cute, that gal girl.
Yeah, I wish Laura there was more of her. Laura is also pretty hot. Oh, I love Laura. I can't wait to talk about characters. But no, everybody did a banging job. I really enjoyed it.
There's like everybody's in here. Todd Haberkorn's in it. He plays Nara.
A bit part. That's my favorite part. It's like a bit part as well. Mm-hmm. It's like a main.
I love Nara. Nara is a great character.
I don't want to get too ahead, but underutilized character for sure. Totally want
Greg
more.
They use Greg Aries a lot for like many different characters.
He was pretty big by then, right? 2007?
Probably. No, 2004 is when this anime came out, right? But
the dub came out in 07.
Oh, okay. But yeah, Greg Aries, he was one of the students that had a girlfriend. He was also Piotr.
Oh, it's so
good. The giraffe.
It's so good. I love this. I love almost everything about this anime. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it. I guess a call out. This probably is a call out. I was looking up something about the dub, and everybody was talking crap about our boy Brandon Potter playing hard.
Really?
Yeah. So this is like right when the dub came out, and people were like, "Brandon Potter does no justice to Haruma." Like
what?
What was the oh? I think the thing was like he sounds like a discount Steve Bloom.
What? No way.
That's what the thing that got. I was like, I could kind of hear it. How somebody could say that, but I think he's so good for that role.
Yeah, Brandon Potter was amazing as Haruma.
I think just like all dubbing. It takes a while for them to find the character. So, like, the first four episodes usually, like, a little shaky. Even in the subs, you know, it takes a little bit for the voice
for them to find their footing.
Yeah. And season two is just straight, like, banger. He's, like, right on it. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy Christian's the only one who's, like, right at the get-go. She's, like, perfect. She's, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, I don't know if you saw that, but the ADR director for this anime was Colleen Clickenbeard.
Yeah, Colleen Clickenbeard, yeah.
She did the directing for it, and she's in it somewhat every so often. Mm-hmm. That was, God, I really
Who played that toga guy?
Oh.
The Big Bowl of Texas. Was that,
Oh, I know. I literally he's in a lot of Funimation stuff.
Yeah.
I forget his name. I literally just like looked it up earlier too, because I was like, I thought I knew who he was, but it wasn't. And then I was like, ooh, okay, now I know who he is. But yeah, he's also real good, a really good voice actor. What?
You know who else is a really good voice actor?
Who?
My boy Chris Kaysen.
Oh, so good.
I'm pretty sure he does all the animals. like I'm pretty sure he did Napoleon the pig,
right?
And he's Hanai,
right?
But so yeah, good. that guy is such a great voice actor. They need to use him a lot in more anime.
I don't know. I should look up if he's actually doing anything. He must be doing something right now.
Yeah,
I know he's in.
He's in Borderlands. Video games.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. I heard him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's so good. Speaking of music, real quick again. I really loved the storybook that Yakumo was reading. The background music was just a piano reprise of the ending of Tenma and her singing. So it was really, really good. And then I think there's a scene after that like Sentimental Generation is also played, but like toned down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, I really love like the reuse and reprises of those songs.
Yeah, they do that quite a bit in this anime, where like they do the opening song different. And it's like more not like more acoustic, more unplugged.
So one of my, I should say this for favorite scenes, but I'm gonna forget it, so I'm gonna say it now.
Okay.
So one of my favorite scenes of the anime was when Harima is going to get the travel brochure from Itoko's room.
Okay, yeah.
And all the crazy stuff like happens, where like a bunch of guns come out, like a little yapping puppy, and like all this stuff happens.
Oh, the little kitty.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's so funny. I bring this up to bring up like whenever this anime gets me like comfortable. And I think it's like a regular like slice of life anime. It just does like crazy stuff out of nowhere.
Yeah.
To like, yeah. Like, oh no, it's a gag manga. Like, like that scene made me like laugh hysterically.
That, especially in season two, like I feel like season two definitely stepped up the zany.
Yeah, it ramps up completely, which will bring me to my next point of season two. I think season two is a lot better than season one. I think season one is like good. I think season one is good. I think season two is this like classic. It's just, oh, it's so good. Yeah. But the one thing I want to bring attention to in that scene is a tape gets pushed down and starts playing, and it's and it's Itoko singing. Do you know what song she's singing?
I think it was familiar when I heard it.
Yeah, she's singing the English version of the first ending.
Really?
Yeah. Because like I knew it by the key she was in. Because I didn't know what the words were. Like I kind of knew what the words were, so I was like, okay. And then when I finally looked at the lyrics, I was like, oh, that's what she was singing. Because it's about boys being, you know,
dumb and stuff. Dumb and stupid. Like, why do they fall in love? And
yeah, it's so good. It's a good song.
Really good song.
Yeah. Let me see. The initial D scene was pretty cool. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Are we talking about scenes right now, or?
Oh no, no. I guess that's
Want to talk about art style first?
Oh, what? Actually, so one thing I didn't like about the anime, it's in the first season. The sound mixing is real low for some voices. That's like just a technical aspect. I don't know why they didn't do it. I mentioned to you before, but they forgot to dub a part into it and just never fixed
like
it. It was a narrator.
Yeah. So like if you didn't know what was going on already, you would be kind of clueless to think like oh, what's like Yakumo doing? Like,
I think
she's just like standing still.
Yeah, like the scenes just like stop.
It's like the narrator is supposed to explain that Yakumo could read minds.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Or, like, or feel feelings.
Yeah,
is what they say in the dub.
Yeah, so it was weird. I don't know why they did it like that. It to me sounds like they forgot a track, and then they just never fixed it.
Yeah.
All right, I think.
Okay.
Oh,
art style.
Oh, hold on, real quick.
General.
No, shout out to the keep your. I hate that they stopped doing it. They keep your distance from the TV while watching.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love those. Like, oh, don't sit too close to the screen. And like every episode had a. It was
a school scene. Rumble's about to start.
Yeah, and it was always a scene from, like, the last episode, but it was also like a redubbed thing. Mm-hmm. It was pretty. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and you know, I think the reason why they stopped doing that is because I asked. That's something that I always bring up is like when you're watching TV, always have the lights on. You're gonna hurt your eyes, right?
Right.
I always tell like my wife that, and she would always argue with me, saying like, "No, that's not true." And so like I went, we both looked it up, and sure enough, it's not true. You could watch TV in the dark, and it'll be perfectly fine.
So the reason
so that's probably
the
probably
reason why
they did it.
The reason why they say it in anime mm-hmm. is not so you don't go blind. It's because seizures. If that's the only source of light and it's really
flashy and stuff like that,
yeah, it could trigger seizures.
Okay, especially with like a over the top anime like this, that'll probably happen.
Yeah, so thank you, Electric Soldier Porygon. That's what caused those warnings.
That's why you know the episode name.
Yeah, and then one thing I also really liked about this anime was they didn't really do it in the second season. But it was the sudden endings to episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I some of the funniest stuff was, like, the joke happening and then just immediately cut.
Yeah.
And it's, like, mid, like, usually in anime, they'll be, like, they'll wait for, like, the song to end and mm-hmm. then end the episode. But, like, the song would just get cut. It was, like, super janky and it was so funny.
Yeah.
Like, every time. Like, I...
Yeah.
It reminded me of... I didn't even remember of anything. It's more of like you're really into the episode and it just ends. Like, it's so jarring that you don't even realize like it's over. And it's so good. Like, yeah. It's literally like people who like finish a line and then it just ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. It's so funny.
My favorite example of that is the when Haruma's rescuing the Iori in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like rescues it and gives it to Tenma. And she's like, "Oh, are you a water imp?" And he's like, yeah. And then leaves. And he's like, and then Tenma's like, "Thank you, Mr. Water Imp." And then the episode ends.
Exactly. It's so good. All right. So art and cinematography. If you're ready to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So art and cinematography. The art is, it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. It's nothing spectacular. All the characters are unique. There's nothing too samey. Other than like the super background characters,
yeah, which is actually really cool because some of them are designed really well. Like they don't look like any other characters, which is pretty cool for an anime that's 2004 with very generic-y.
Do you have a favorite design?
I really like Tenma's Ahoge, her twin Ahoges.
Yeah. Yeah, that twin cowlick thing.
Yeah, and my favorite part of those, it's like her Ahoge can tell like the weather. It was like one of the things in the beginning where it was like, oh, like her Ahoge will do all this. And there's that really mm-hmm. funny gag where she's like, oh, she uses them to remember stuff.
Yeah,
so like she puts it up like at 6 o'clock. I gotta remember 6 o'clock.
Three for the Kill is on.
Yeah, Three for the Kill. Oh, it's so good. Who's your favorite design?
I think I'd have to say the classroom president or whatever her name is.
About Mai or the glasses girl?
Mai.
Oh, she's so
the
good.
One with the fan that hits the Buddha guy.
Yeah, Mai.
That guy. Or that girl.
She's, I really loved her. Oh, yeah, the vice president, she's played by Laura Bailey, and it's so good. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Another heavy hitter that's not in...
doing a bit role.
Yeah. It's so good.
She does have a nice little monologue about, like, dating when the picture guy, like, says, like, hey, maybe we should date.
Yeah. Poor girl. She just mm-hmm. wants an eye.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and so do you want to talk about any other character design? I want to talk about some cinematography that I really loved.
I like Haruma with short hair.
Oh, really
better
good.
Than long hair.
Yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. Without his glasses on, he does look super different. Like they run that point, and I love it.
Yeah, I like Tenma's pajamas. That's pretty
real cute. The kids, the kid versions of themselves, adorable.
Oh. Yeah, really good.
They're adorable, but like Gakumo looked too much like Yakumo's head on a kid.
Now that you mention it, yeah, that's pretty true.
Whereas like Tenma just always looks like a kid. Like she looked perfect.
Yeah.
Tenma
having mismatched socks in that one episode. That was pretty good.
That was pretty strong. All right. So cinematography. I mentioned it before, but the initial D scene. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Perfectly shot. And it makes sense.
Yeah, perfectly parodied.
Yeah. And it makes sense because it's them.
Mm-hmm.
God, what there was what? Say something. Do you have any favorites? Oh, the paintball, the BB gun match, the survival game.
Oh yeah, great episode. Oh. It's like such a different take on everything.
Oh, it's so good.
Really,
I love that episode. That episode made me laugh so hard, so many times. It was, oh my goodness, it was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
This anime has so much gut buster after gut buster, and it's so good.
Yeah.
Do you have any cinematography that you want to talk about?
Laura doing like the reverse suplex on the
washing machine.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That might be a favorite scene as well. I don't know, cinematography. Every time like Tenma goes into like the void of like when she screwed up. Something.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Good sound directing, too.
Yeah, very, very great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you want to talk about... Okay, so for characters, do you want to go least favorite characters first? Do you want to go underutilized?
I don't even know if I have any.
I will...
We should do underutilized, probably.
Okay. I will tell you, I have some least favorite characters that will shock you. So underutilized, I have Mai, which is...
Okay, yeah, definitely.
I really love... Although she did get a whole episode to herself with the magical girl Mai, which also hilarious. I love that episode.
Great episode, yeah.
I really wanted more of her just like regularly. And with her, there's Yuki, that's the girl with the glasses.
Yeah.
Laura Bailey's character. Mm-hmm. God, when they're... I wish the whole episode with them reading about people's manuscripts. I totally wish that was a whole episode on in itself. It's so good. I love it.
Yeah. One thing that I love about Mai is just her, like, she has freckles.
I know, she's so cute. She has a really cute design.
If I had to pick a wife, it would be her.
Yeah. And then Nara. I really wanted more Nara. I thought that could have been a really cool thing to have. There's another person
that likes Tenma.
Yeah, that likes Tenma. And that would have been really cool.
I think Napoleon. Napoleon would have been a good... I just like the animals in general. I think they're all really cute.
Yeah.
I could throw in like a Iori in there as well.
Yeah, I can see that. Did you... I loved Iori in the Magical Girl Mai episode. It was so strong. It was so good.
It was like a Cardcaptor Sakura thing, right?
Yeah, the Maho Shoujo, Magical Girl. Very, very cute. Yeah, do you have any other character?
I don't know. I think everybody else is pretty utilized. I think that's it for underutilized.
All right. Are you ready for my least favorite characters?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to say the three of them in a row. All right.
Okay.
All right. Then we can talk about them. All right. Least favorite. You know what? No, I'm going to go with the character I hate first. Let's save the hot takes for a little bit. The character I hated, and I hated him on screen, and I just hated his relationship with everybody. Imadori. I really hate Imadori. I hate that my waifu Karen loves Imadori.
I know. Oh. That guy's like so inconsiderate and so just has his mind in the gutter.
By the way, this anime has two waifus of mine, and
is yeah, Laura the Karen, other one?
Yeah, I love Laura's so cool. I love Laura. But yeah, Imadori is just such a puke. I hate him.
Yeah. One thing I really hated was on him and Karen's first date, he put the apples in his shirt and was just like, "Ah, big boobs like Makoto." It's so stupid.
That was pretty funny. He has some pretty funny gags, but yeah. I don't know. As a character, I just hate
I want you to choose from eight. I have four options.
I know D. God, D. Can you read my mind?
It has to be D.
You have D cups, right?
Gosh dang it.
God, what? There was, I forgot I was going to bring up. Dang. Oh, well. All right.
One time you were scummy or something?
Yeah, probably that. All right. So the hot takes, Jay, right here.
Okay.
Least favorite characters. Tenma, Harima, and Kurosuma. All three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the anime when it's at its most, like, whatever, is when it involves the three of them.
Okay.
I love the two characters. I think Kurosuma is like, whatever. I never find his jokes funny, which is the appeal of why I don't think I'd like Haven't You Heard on Sakamoto?
Because,
mm-hmm. like, the joke is like, oh, like, look at him. He's cool.
He's doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. And
like, without breaking a sweat.
Like, I never found that funny, but I do love Harima and I do love Tenma, but they're just, if I had to put least favorite people, they're like my least favorite people. Especially in the first season, I feel like they're like, they're like, whatever. Second mm-hmm. season, they get a lot more energetic. I think everybody becomes more energetic.
I think their characters like shine more when they're involved with other characters.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're like, by themselves, it's like they're kind of whatever.
Yeah, so that's why I said least favorite. They're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still really think Tenma's like,
they're still
really
favorites.
Cute. Yeah, they're still really good. All right, so favorite characters. Oh, do you have any least favorite characters, Jay?
Nah.
All right, so favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
Already said else? Karen and Laura.
Yeah, Karen's great. Love Karen.
Oh my God, she's so cute, and mm-hmm. I just want to hug her. She's...
My girl Carrie Savage did a great job with her.
And then Laura also really cool. Shout out to all the Mexicans out there.
I know, right?
Did you know, it's, her, her name isn't Laura. It's
what?
It's like Lala.
Oh, like Laura.
Yeah. It's something weird.
Laura.
Yeah. But just because they can't pronounce the L. No, like in the dub.
Owl.
Not in the dub, but in the sub, it's Lala, Lala.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is, like, Rora. Like, it's weird. It's just because, like, they don't pronounce the L's.
Yeah.
In Japanese. So, it is pretty neat. And I just love how dumb Imadori is to, like, prod Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, like, when they're on the ice, he's like, oh, like, I'm going to tease her. It's like, you know you got to get off the ice, right, eventually?
I know, right? It's so stupid. She was wearing a speed skating outfit.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then I also have Yakumo and Sarah. Also very cute.
Yeah, Sarah's very cute.
I love that she's part of the... she's a nun. She's a sister.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Yakumo, real, real cute. Cute character.
Hanai.
She's probably... Hanai. Oh, I know. Hanai is also pretty strong. I think almost every character is really strong.
Yeah.
Is there a character you think I'm not going to bring up? Because I'm pretty much going to bring up...
Toga. There's... Toga's great.
Yeah.
Is that how you say his name? Is it Toga? Or Togo?
Togo.
Togo?
Yeah, Togo.
And his partner? What is his name, Harry or Henry?
Harry.
Harry's great.
Yeah.
I like Harry.
I also have Makoto, Akira, Eri.
Akira's awesome.
All great characters. The only problem I have with season one and it's a big problem, is that it doesn't feature a lot of those three.
Yeah.
I would really love more, wanted more, and you get more in season two.
Yeah, definitely.
My favorite out of the bunch, Akira. She's just so cool.
Yeah, but I think I like Eri. I think she's the best out of the three for me.
Eri would be my choice out of the three. All of them are pretty cool. I think Makoto is like my least favorite of the three.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not saying a lot because they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
And Eri's just so cute. I'm a sucker for tsundere girls. And she's as a tsundere as they come. Mm-hmm. And there's Satsuki. Satsuki, that's the basketball girl.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Oh, I wish there was more. She's super underutilized, but I love...
Who cares? As long as it's hot. Yeah. As long as it's hot.
I love, the weird cameo she makes. She mm-hmm. makes too. It's pretty fun. And then
There's Asso, right? Mm-hmm. He's all right.
He's fun.
There's that girl that likes Asso. She's cool. I don't know her name.
Yeah.
The freshman girl.
Yeah. No, that's Satsuki.
That's Satsuki?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the long hair.
No, the other basketball girl. No, that's Satsuki's the Chami Lee voices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Satsuki. I forget what the other basketball girl, though, in their class, she's also real cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Aries Butler. Well, Aries Butler, Nakamura. And
he's cool, yeah.
Yeah, he's super dope. I don't know if I need more of him, but he's pretty funny. I really liked him.
Yeah.
Who did you just mention? What character? Sorry.
Fuyuki is the camera guy.
Oh, yeah, he's cool.
He's all right.
Yeah.
And there's I really like when they have those boy meetings and they're talking about girls and all that.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Yeah, she's actually concealing a large bust.
You know what character I do actually want to see more of, or who I really wanted to see more. I want to see more parents. I did want to see more parents in this anime.
Oh, like Makoto's parents and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, her parents. I love. Like, I want to see more of her family dynamic. Mm-hmm. We don't see much of it, but it looks like she's, a kid, one of six. Like, she has a bunch of brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And we don't really see... And I think it's also really cool that her family holds, a cookout, essentially. A stew party. The old Makoto family
stew party.
Stew party, yeah.
Bring your own ingredients.
Yeah, it's pretty cute. I like that. Okay, do you have any other characters you want to talk about?
That's about it. I think we knocked out everybody, or maybe the teachers.
They're pretty cool. Itoko. Itoko's really cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to I didn't write her name down, but the nurse that called Clicking Beard. Oh my goodness! One of my favorite characters. That she only gets one or two episodes. She's golden. Speaking of character design, I don't know what was with me. I kept on getting her and Itoko's friend confused with each other.
Yeah, it's the art teacher and the nurse are two different people. Yeah,
exactly. I was like, oh, did they change her voice? I'm pretty sure it was Colleen before. But oh my god.
Yeah, they look really similar. It's like their hairstyle or something that really makes them look the same.
And they're It's so, there's a fan theory that the art teacher and Itoko are an item, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's never been stated specifically, but a lot of people have their theories on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great, 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 great.
Yep.
Least favorite moments, real quick, I don't really even have any of these favorite moments, which is crazy for this anime. Mm-hmm. There's never a lull in the action, I feel.
Yeah,
it's
there's
always
something
funny.
Going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what would you say? What's the hit to miss ratio in this anime?
From episode to episode?
Like jokes hitting. Like a joke being funny.
Oh.
It's probably a good, for me, 90% hit.
Yeah, I would say that 90.
To where like I can't even 90s. I can't even think of like
a bad joke.
A bad joke that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Like I
yeah, even like with like the weird like Japanese translation ones. Those ones they like make up with like something funny for the dub.
Yeah. Oh, I think the only thing I need to find funny actually I will
like Kurosuma. Will
No. Kurosuma, I mean, it's whatever. Like I never thought it was unfunny. I just thought it was like it's all samey. Okay. The only one thing I didn't think was funny and I kinda got bored during it was the caveman episode, the OVA.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I like the concept, and it's, like, a funny concept, but I was just like, eh. Mm-hmm. I was like, I was over it. Okay. And that kind of extends also to
the Mexico episode?
The Mexico part, yeah. But I thought that was a lot funnier. Because it's like...
Yeah, Acomo.
Yeah, Acomo, yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
La Aura.
Oh. I love also the fact... did you watch the very end of that episode?
I think so.
That after the credits, there's an after credit scene to that episode.
Mm-hmm. And what is it? What is it?
It's the Ares Butler and them end up in the Mexico island.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, and then he's like, Miss Ari, and then like she says something back to him in it's not even Spanish. In,
like,
I don't feel.
Whatever, yeah, it's like a weird language. Yeah, weird language.
Yeah, it's so good. All right, favorite moments, Jay. There's millions of favorite moments.
Yeah, we can't name all the great moments, but we'll say a few.
Everyone's job. I love that episode.
Oh yeah,
it's a great segment.
Mm-hmm.
The Magical Girl Mai episodes. Very, yeah. Very good.
Mm-hmm. And Tenma with her implants. Or it's like a suit.
Yeah. Oh, no. It is implants because they talk about, like, she should have just got, like, actual implants or whatever. Not actual implants, but she should have got for real surgery.
Mm-hmm.
God. You kept on mentioning this during the Slam Dunk podcast. Talking about... Because I'd really love... Yeah, the fake basketball anime.
Yeah.
Oh, Galactic my
bomber.
Oh my god. I totally forgot that there's like a 5-minute segment
mm-hmm.
of that anime.
Yeah, it's really good.
So good. And I love Colleen uses her Luffy voice for it.
Oh yeah, she does. For the main dude.
Yeah, it's so good. And it works out because I think Funimation got the dub in 2007.
Oh yeah,
the One Piece dub,
the One Piece dub, yeah.
So it's so good. I love Colleen's Luffy voice and just to hear it again, like in not in One Piece, it's so fun. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I
love the beach episode in the first season. The like where,
oh where, my god,
when Harma's naked and he takes like Eri prisoner, pretty much.
I love. Like, so I mentioned it before in a lot of comedy anime that we review, and I'm like, if you're gonna tell the same joke over and over again, like, make it a good joke.
Yeah.
And that just like almost every joke, I say about a good over half of them are like just misunderstandings.
Yes.
And like saying the wrong thing, and which brings me to another one that I mean. In itself, like, that scene's kind of problematic. Like, nowadays, I don't think you can get away with that scene.
Yeah.
The other one I don't think you can get away with is Haruma outside of Tenma's door. And, like, saying, this tonight, it's your turn. As she feels, like, the evil aura coming in.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about this anime. I say, I feel like I'm repeating it so good, so much. Because it is. It is really good. Here's a cool thing that I realized near the end of the anime.
Uh-huh.
And I hope it does stay true through the whole anime, but Haruma only calls Tenma by her name. And he has a nickname for everybody else.
Oh yeah.
Like I was like, I didn't even notice. Yeah, rich girl. I forget. I don't even know what he calls everyone else, but he never calls my favorite one, because the reason why I wrote it down was because he never calls Yakumo.
Tenma's sister.
Yeah, which I also think it's funny that he calls Tenma Skamato when he's with her, but then calls Yakumo Tenma's sister.
Yeah.
So I always thought like, oh, like it's a funny thing because he never like learns her name, but then he doesn't call anybody by their name. He always has nicknames for them.
Yeah.
So it's, oh God, it's so good. It's strong. I love it. Is there any other moments you want to talk about, Jay? I know, I kind of.
One scene that made me crack up was during the arranged marriage. Like Tenma starts like doing like dancing, like techno music dancing. And then Haruma just like is just flailing his arms, like, what? He's into it?
Oh my god, there's so much funny stuff in that scene. Because it's like Tenma, like her elbows on the table, like putting food in her mouth. Oh, it's so good.
God. I've had 3 failed marriages already. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on with these guys. Pretty that's a strong joke. Anything else?
I mean, the anime is full of comedy.
Full of great scenes.
Yeah, so we wouldn't want to spoil it for our listeners who haven't seen it before.
Yeah, but we can go on like 30 minutes talking about different gags,
skits or something like that. Yeah,
and we still wouldn't cover like the majority of them. They're so good. Is there anything you want to bring up before we enter the wrap up, Jay?
It's a great anime.
Oh god.
Is
it the greatest anime, Jay?
Is it the greatest anime? It is one of my favorite anime for sure.
Oh man. For sure?
Mm-hmm.
God. I don't know if I want to put it as my favorite comedy anime. I think that spot goes to Azumanga Daioh.
Yeah.
But it's a real close, like it's right there. Catch me.
Yeah, it's like right next to it.
Like, catch me tomorrow. I'll probably tell you Skull Rumble's better.
But
it's so good.
Me, I probably put Skull Rumble higher, probably because of the nostalgia factor.
Right.
But still.
Go.
It's a great anime nonetheless.
In a year, whenever you got time, go back and watch. Because that was your first time watching Azumanga, right?
Yeah.
So go wait like a year and then go watch it again and see how much like it holds up. It's so good.
Yeah, for sure.
Or I can lend you the giant manga I have in here. Yeah. Those are like, you read the strip and you're like, oh my god, it's so good. Alright. So, accessibility. Really accessible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's like some bat scenes. You see Haruma's butt a couple times, but that's about it.
That's about it. No, nothing too fan servicey or anything.
Yeah, I don't think they curse. They might say like BS once.
There's like screw you. This is really good. Like holy, and then it cuts.
Oh yeah, Haruma, Hanai said it. That was kind of like. Yeah. I don't think that's something Hanai would say, but
right. Oh, God. Oh, real quick before we do this, I want to point out this scene, and I totally forgot, and I told you to remind me about this.
Oh, sorry for the cinematography thing.
Yeah, I really love the mirror references in both of the openings. And I don't know if you know what scene I'm talking about.
What is it?
So it's the scene of Imadori in the first opening.
He sees
Makoto and then tries to jump and touch her breast, and Makoto just punches him.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second opening, he sees Laura, and Laura just grabs him by the face and throws him. Oh, it's pretty strong. I really loved it. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you. But
that's all good.
Yeah, and then dub and sub on Funimation. I think they're on Hulu.
You can watch it on Hulu. The sub's on YouTube.
Might be on Netflix.
I don't know if all of it's on there.
Yes, all 26 are.
All 2 seasons are on YouTube?
I'm not sure. I know the first season is, actually.
Okay.
I don't know about the second season. What's next, Jay?
Hold on.
I always forget.
Rewatchability?
Hi.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to change?
No.
No. This is fine the way it is.
Exactly. All right, Jay. The moment of truth that was obvious from when we started. The anime that I love. That you love.
That I love. That you love.
I'm about to give this a hard pass, Jay. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God,
hard
Aaron.
Pass. Just no. Kidding. Go out and watch this anime.
Yeah, this is a must watch for me.
Must watch. This is the count this down, cherry bomb season, or year three, the year of the must watches, because
I know, right?
I'm pretty
sure so many.
I'm pretty sure we've hit like four or five so far. Like half the anime we've covered so far are like must watches.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully now that we're clearing up our misunderstandings, I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, now that we're done,
misunderstandings, what do we have?
Jay, what are we doing for next week?
All right, Aaron. So, like my last pick, I'm picking something that we've already watched, and I know we should have said this like. Well, I guess it's a good time to say it now, but like since like we both kind of have like hectic schedules right now, so we're only going to be like doing like shorter anime or like short spans of episodes if we do anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So just so everybody knows that our schedules are kind of wonky right now, so we're only going to be doing short anime.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you'll know by when this is out, but the release schedule is going to be might be a little wonky.
Yeah,
because I gotta edit them, and if you looked at the YouTube the last year, you'll know that I'm really bad at uploading things. So tomorrow night for sure, I'm gonna be working on it because I can procrastinate the YouTube. I can't procrastinate this, so I'll it'll be up. But anyway, what are we covering, Jay?
We're doing the second season of The Familiar of Zero.
Ooh, yo. Yo, oh, it's not. What's the name of it? Do you know?
It's not called Princess Norando. No, it's Knights of the Twin Moons.
Knights of the Twin Moons. This is. Oh, so you've never seen this, right?
No.
Okay. I don't want to say the scene that's in here, but there is a spicy scene with Saito and Luis. And
yeah, that's what I'm picking. So I'm glad you're excited about it. I didn't know how you're gonna feel about me picking the second season of that.
Oh, I'm very excited, Jay. You know, I'm legit like super excited.
It's only 12 episodes, so
yeah,
easy.
So it should be easy enough to watch. You can get it on Hulu, I think.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. I checked already.
Yeah, and then we'll be halfway through.
We'll be halfway. Yeah, then it's like, what, Rondo of something?
Princess No Rando.
Yeah, Rondo of Princesses, and then F, right?
Yeah, F is the final.
Mm-hmm.
Big F.
Yep.
All right, everybody, if you liked us, go ahead, subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Follow us on whatever platform of your choice.
Mm-hmm. I know we're on a bunch. If you got any suggestions, you could send us a message on SoundCloud. Or wherever you want to send us a message.
Yeah. Email, Jay. I guess the email's on there.
Yeah. Well, we need to change the email.
We need to change the email. I know. I forget which podcast I said. You know what? I think I said on the Slam Dunk podcast I was going to.
It might have been there.
So before that one goes up, animecherrybomb@yahoo.com.
Hopefully that's not taken.
I will edit this out if it's taken. But yeah, tentative animecherrybomb@yahoo.com. Pretty sure
that'll be okay.
Yeah. But yeah, until then, everybody.
Yep.
Stay
eating curry.
Yeah, stay eating curry, everybody.